the pack at 8.net. So a free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. You know those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their website. We do it for free, and it's a lot of fun. freetalklive.com. So enjoy that on us. All right. To start things out here tonight, Mark, you had a story last night that I mentioned we would get to. We didn't. So I want to make sure we do get to it, so as we can't be accused of making false
claims
and promises on the air.
We'll come through for you.
So presidential candidate Ron Paul has some thoughts on this whole housing market situation, which I must say is pretty nasty. I'm involved in it right now, trying to sell my house down in Florida.
Yeah, you're in a particularly nasty market, as am I.
Yeah.
Sarasota, Florida had some really great gains back up to 2005, and, well, they've taken it on the chin recently.
30% reduction, I think, over the past, what, 2 years?
Yeah, I've heard numbers even higher. The U.S. housing market, long considered vulnerable by many economists, is now on the verge of suffering a serious collapse in many regions. Commodities guru and hedge fund manager Jim Rogers warns that real estate in expensive bubble areas will drop 40 or 50%. Mainstream media outlets like the New York Times are reporting breathlessly about the possibility of widespread defaults on subprime mortgages. When the bubble finally bursts completely, millions of Americans will be looking for someone to blame. Look for Congress to hold hearings into subprime lending practices and predatory mortgages. We'll hear a lot of grandstanding about how unscrupulous lenders took advantage of poor people and how rampant speculation caused real estate markets around the country to overheat. It will be reminiscent of the Enron hearings, and the message will be explicitly or implicitly the same. Free market capitalism left unchecked leads to greed, fraud, and unethical, if not illegal, business practices. But capitalism's not to blame for the housing bubble. The Federal Reserve is. Specifically, Fed intervention in the economy. Through the manipulation of interest rates and creation of money caused the artificial boom in mortgage lending. The Fed has roughly tripled the amount of dollars in credit in circulation since 1990. Housing prices have risen dramatically, not because of the simple supply and demand, but because the Fed literally created demand by making the cost of borrowing money artificially cheap. When credit is cheap, individuals tend to borrow too much and spend recklessly. It is not to say that all banks, lenders, and Wall Street firms are blameless. Many of them are politically connected and benefited directly from the Fed's easy money practices. Some lenders did make fraudulent or unethical loans. What the hell is an unethical loan? But every cent they loaned was first created by the Fed. I guess an unethical loan would be a loan where the terms weren't disclosed ahead of time.
I don't know.
I mean, I suppose you're getting into the area of usury where interest rates are too high, but, you know, there's no loan out there like that. I don't know. To me, an unethical loan would be something where you didn't know what was going to happen ahead of time. The actions of lenders, and then, you know, you signed not knowing. But you should read these things.
Yeah, you give it the truth and information or whatever, the revealing documents and all that. If you want to read them, they're there, usually.
The actions of lenders are directly attributable to the policies of the Fed. When credit is cheap, why not loan money more recklessly to individuals who normally would not qualify? Even with higher default rates, lenders could make huge profits simply through volume. Subprime lending is synonymous, is a symptom of the housing bubble, not the cause of it. Here's something I'd like to say about subprime loans. Generally, the rates...
These are the loans that are being given to people that probably shouldn't be given loans, right?
Well, I don't know whether they should or should not be given loans. That would be a...
bad risks.
They're a higher risk.
Okay.
A subprime loan would be to a higher risk person, more likely to default. Their terms are usually more harsh. Higher interest rates, bigger penalties.
10% or something.
That would be pretty high but at the time. But it could happen. These people couldn't get loans otherwise. They willingly signed the contracts. Why? Because nobody else would give them a loan for anything less. They would have taken a loan that was less, a 30-year fixed at 6%. They would have snapped it right up. Nobody wanted to give it to them because they're scabs. Sorry, they didn't pay their bills.
Or whatever, yeah.
Well, generally, that's
usually it.
Usually the reason. I suppose there's probably some young people out there who, 21 years old or something, got a subprime loan.
Made some mistakes.
True to their nature, they continued to do such a thing. By the way,
not pay their bills.
Right. They had, you know, things got rough, and you know, now they're going to be defaulting on their loans. Let's talk about all the people who have subprime loans, myself included, because at the time, you know, I didn't have I was working for myself. I had been through a bankruptcy. My credit wasn't that great. I was a scab. I took a subprime loan. I've paid it every month, and I'm going to pay. You know, I'm going to continue to pay it. I got a loan where I wouldn't normally have gotten one. I'm glad for my subprime loan. Thank you. I'm not sure whether it's subprime or whether I'm just, you know, the category below prime. Or I don't even know what these things are. But I know that I am not the perfect credit risk. So, you know, to say that all these people, they're at the mercies of these predatory banks. No, they're not. They want a house.
Yep.
And they're willing to pay, you know, they see the line that says how much you're going to have to pay a month. They know how long you're going to have to pay it. They can do the math. I mean, there's a box that says how much you'll pay at the end of this. When you make all your payments on time, in full, this is how much you'll pay at the end of the loan.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a...
Three times what it is.
I'm not a fiscal expert or anything like that. I don't know a lot about loans and monetary matters. I just know the basics. And what I do know is that when you're getting into something like a home loan, where you're going to be dealing with paying off on a monthly basis a tremendous value, hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is serious. This isn't just, hey neighbor, can you loan me $20? This is a big deal. I mean, this is $200,000. So, I mean, with the size of the loan like that, you would think that consumers would do their due diligence. And if they don't understand what an ARM is, an ARM, adjustable rate mortgage, and they don't understand what a fixed rate mortgage is, then they should make it their task to comprehend these things beforehand. So don't act like you got your deer in headlights here when you've got an adjustable rate mortgage and then all of a sudden your rate changes. You have an adjustable rate mortgage.
Right. You know, some of them, they would give these 3-year fixed and then they would adjust. Well, surprise, after 3 years, it's going to adjust. And you know what? It's probably going to adjust up.
You mean those 1% things like, yeah, the mortgage for 1%.
Those are just tricks. Usually that's 1 month.
Yeah.
That's the first month's payment has, you know, 1% interest. That way they can advertise it as 1%. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it jumps to, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever it is.
Right. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And if you are like me and you have a tough time with, you know, I went to government school. I have a tough time with a fine print and legalese and that sort of thing. Take it to a friend that understands these things.
Or take it to a lawyer.
They have real estate attorney.
Right, they have real estate attorneys. That's what these people are for. They're to make sure that you understand what you're dealing with. It's a couple hundred dollars for, an hour or two consultation. These, you know, $150 an hour, $200 an hour is what these guys charge. It's not
online.
That much.
Online. How about the internet? How about Wikipedia? How about various different other options that are out there too? Anyway, I just don't feel so... I agree with you, and I don't feel sorry for the people that have made these choices and then bombed out and are now weeping over the decision.
Right. They made a choice for a particular type of loan. If the bank did everything that it said that it was going to do, then I don't feel like there's any problems there. Mm-hmm. You knew ahead of time that the rate was going to adjust after 3 years. It was going to go up. It could go up this much per, semi-annually. You know, that you knew what was going to happen.
I mean, I'm bummed it's happening. Because it's happening at the time I want to sell my house,
right.
So now I've got to reduce my price.
It's not a great real estate market right now.
Yeah, it is for buyers.
It is. It's
a great time to buy a house.
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that I would be ready to buy right now. I want to see how the market's going to do.
I know what you're saying, but there's also the chance the market could go back up.
It could, but, you know, I'd like to know where the bottom was. And, buy a little above the bottom, then to buy a little, then to buy now, and then to think that I could lose that much more, right, that much more on the house that I just purchased.
And I hope other people aren't thinking the way you are.
Well, there's a lot of people that are.
I'm sure.
So,
is there more
you're going to continue. Yes,
Dr. Paul? All right, we'll get to that. 800-259-9231. Monetary issues that matter. And whatever you want to talk about as well. I mean, money, sex, anything goes. This is Free Talk Live, so you take control. Bring it up at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net's toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231.
you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net, toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting for free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com to get you right to that. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Tax season is upon us. Don't you wish you had known a little more about finances growing up? A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Joel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066, akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066.
1-800-259-9231, our toll-free number. You call in, bring up whatever's on your mind. We're in the midst of Ron Paul, who happens to be a presidential candidate, talking about the lending market, the mortgage situation here in America, with many lenders having to foreclose on the properties that they loan money for because people have defaulted for various reasons. They didn't understand the adjustable rate mortgage. They didn't, for instance, they weren't expecting the rate that they ended up having to pay, or whatever the reason, or
right.
They're just deadbeats.
He's looking into his crystal ball and saying that Congress will come down hard on these predatory banks for their lending
practices.
They're
going to blame the marketplace.
Right. And the banks and capitalism and all that stuff. And he's saying that's not where the blame lies.
I agree with him on that. That tends to be what government does. Government creates a problem and then blames the free market for the problem. And then, of course, creates whatever is proposed solution to that problem
right.
is, which, of course, creates more problems.
That's what government does every single time. The government creates a problem. And then it uses more government to solve the problem.
But it never solves the problem.
And that is how we get bigger and more and progressively larger government. That's how the Democrats and the Republicans manage to give us more and more government every single time.
And the news media falls right in line, too.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the government says, they must be right. They're the government. We'll just report whatever they say. No critical thinking need be applied. So there's hardly anybody out there in the news media that's actually questioning these bureaucrats. A few more thoughts from Ron Paul.
Fed credit also distorts mortgage lending through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, two government schemes created by Congress supposedly to help poor people. Fannie and Freddie enjoy an implicit guarantee of bailout by the federal government if their loans default, and thus are insulated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
They're insulated from market forces. They don't have to worry about their...
Loan to anybody.
Right,
who
might
cares?
As well. They got a heartbeat, give them a loan. This insulation spurred investors to make funds available to Fannie and Freddie that otherwise would have been invested in other securities or more productive endeavors, thereby fueling the housing boom.
Mm.
The Federal Reserve provides the mother's milk for the booms and the busts, wrongly associated with a mythical business cycle. Imagine a Brinks truck driving down a busy street with the doors wide open and money flying out everywhere, and you'll have a pretty good analogy for Fed policies over the last two decades. Unless and until...
A great visual.
Yep. Unless and until we get the Federal Reserve out of the business of creating money at will and setting interest rates, we will remain vulnerable to the market bubbles and painful corrections.
Yeah. I mean, this is much further reaching than just the housing market. The Federal Reserve, it's in everything. It's money.
It is.
I mean, it's behind everything.
It really is. If housing prices plummet and millions of Americans find themselves owing more than their homes are worth, the blame lies squarely with Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke. Americans, if the Fed was there or wasn't there, I would agree that the Fed spurred the housing market, spurred the boom in the housing market. Really, it did.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for the interest rates, and it wasn't for the inflation that caused the prices to go up, everybody just thought, whoa, these houses, it's like free money. I just got to buy houses.
Mm-hmm.
I just need extra houses. I had two.
Yep.
But Americans will, that people will continue to take loans that they can't pay. Some people will continue to take loans that they can't pay off. And the failure, that lies with people. That doesn't lie with the Fed.
True, and it inevitably
but
lies
the business,
with the people.
Now,
I mean,
the business
in that they let the Fed get away with it.
The businesses lose money. If a business, the bank, loses money on somebody relatively quickly, if somebody's going to default, they don't usually own the house for 3 years and then default.
Okay.
They usually default within
the first...
They're a loser
right away.
Yeah, they lose pretty quickly, usually. You don't know, I'm making a generalization here, but that's what I believe to be true. So, you know, the bank's not going to make a lot of money on that. So it's the banks that will hold back from lending to people. So essentially, by allowing the market to really work, what you would be doing is cutting off people who would normally who would want these houses but just can't get loans. They'd have to rent until their credit got better, until they paid their bills, and then they'd be qualified, and then they'd get loans for houses.
That's how it should be.
That's how it should be.
1-800-259-9231 to the phones, to the amplifier line, and Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. I had a comment on the mortgages, but you already covered it, the idea that the brokers would give loans to people that they knew couldn't pay them back, but as soon as the loan is funded, the broker gets his money, and then it's the bank's problem, and they know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since this money is so free that, you know, nobody really cares about the actual ability of the person who will be hurt and has to go bankrupt.
Now, the brokers don't broker the deal. They don't actually make the deal. The brokers don't come out of their pocket with $300,000 for the house. They say to the bank, hey, I got somebody here. They got a heartbeat. Look like they got a job. They've had it for 3 or 4 weeks now. And, you know, they,
time to get them a home.
The parole officer says that they should have a home, right? So the broker's got their scab over there, and they say to the bank, I'd like to get this person a loan. So the bank really sets up the loan, and they're responsible for it. Now, some banks, it's their policy to take a loan and sell it off, but it's their loan until they manage to sell it. So,
I'd like to thank the brokers out there for making me look good. I mean, because
Exactly. The broker gets his money when the thing is funded, and then goes off to the next deal.
Sure.
And, you know, they don't have to worry about it 30 years for the next 30 years.
Right.
I would say that's true.
The
banks need to, you know, make sure that their brokers, they get proof of everything from their brokers. But they generally do, and they're doing a better and better job of it these days. They weren't doing a great job of it back then, a couple of years ago.
Well, actually, I wanted to talk about light bulbs.
Okay, sure.
If I can change the topic here.
By all means.
You talked about these compact fluorescent bulbs, Walmart's going big on those, and the state of California is actually considering making incandescent bulbs illegal.
Yeah.
You know, when they outlaw incandescent bulbs, only outlaws will have incandescent bulbs. Well, I've bought a bunch of compact fluorescents, and, you know, I buy them because they're cheap to run, but I just hate them.
Why?
There's two problems with them. I mean, they give really great light. You know, it's really bright. They're really cheap, you know, as far as running it. But they don't come on when you turn them on. I mean, it takes about 2 minutes for them to come to full brightness.
What are you buying?
Really?
I get the GE ones at Walmart.
That's not happening to me.
There's something wrong because they take a fraction of a second at my house.
Well, they come on. Well, they come on in a fraction of a second. But they're dim. If you compare that with 2 minutes, and it goes up very gradually. So notice that next time.
I have never noticed that.
I haven't noticed it. That doesn't make
ever.
It true.
You may just be more sensitive to light than I. I don't know if you've got more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Never noticed that.
No,
they
I
seem
haven't
to be
either.
Instantaneously as bright as they normally are as soon as they come on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-451-3580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features totally free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones to Brian. Returning to Brian, actually, in Colorado. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. I don't know if we had quite gotten through all of your comments yet, Brian.
Well, just the compact fluorescents. I mean, they don't come on. They come on quick, but they come on about half the brightness. I mean, it bothers me. If it doesn't bother, you know, someone else, then that's not a problem. But try this. Take two bulbs of the same, you know, 60 watts, 100 watt equivalent. Put them in a lamp. Turn on one. And then let it warm up for 2 minutes and turn the other one on next to it. You'll see that there's a distinct difference.
Okay, but, that's something I can do.
After you said it, I realized that generally when I turn on one of my fluorescent lamps, I'm usually thinking it's a little dark in the room, but I hadn't noticed them like warming up and getting brighter. I guess I thought my eyes got used to it or something.
Or maybe you're just getting older, you know.
As we get older,
we get darker.
It's either that or die.
The other problem with compact fluorescents is you can't dim them.
That's true.
My whole house set up on this X10, remote control thing where you can dim any light in the house.
Ah, yes,
and
you geek.
You can't do it.
That's what you get for being a rich guy who can afford to do that crap.
Yeah, get on eBay used. It's really cheap stuff.
Yeah, I used to have some of that X10 stuff. It's overpriced, but it's kind of neat.
You don't buy it from X10. You get it from eBay for, you know, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, I sold mine on eBay for pennies on the dollar, in fact. You're right. You're right. You can't dim fluorescence, and I don't think the technology is ever going to come out to where you can dim fluorescence.
Well,
what do I know?
They, They do have dimmable fluorescents, but they're hugely expensive. The real answer is LEDs, and they are on the horizon right now.
They sure are.
These things are phenomenal. I've been experimenting with some, and the numbers are amazing. You get a 100-watt incandescent bulb, and the equivalent light output from a compact fluorescent is about 22, 23 watts.
Mm-hmm.
The same light, the same exact light from an LED is 5 watts.
Yep. Tremendous.
And you can dim them, and they come on right now, and they can make it any color under the rainbow,
yep.
Except here's the problem today. They can't make it the same color white as an incandescent bulb. It's still kind of bluish.
Huh. Well, they'll get over
on that, but it won't take long.
Yeah, they'll get it.
And a little blue light, what's the worst thing? Who cares?
Well, they have that.
Your eyes adjust to that, and it looks white after a while.
Yeah, they've got fluorescents that are blue tinted as well today. So I think you're right, though, that as LED demand continues to grow, and it will, the geek segment of the marketplace will certainly fuel that. I'm excited about it. They're a little bit pricey today, but man, I mean, for what you get light bulbs that will last almost probably your entire life. Is how long these things will last.
Yeah, they say something like 100,000 hours, which I just calculated this, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year is 11 and a half years on.
Yeah.
And these things take, in 11 years, they'll take $13 to run them.
Incredible.
Wow.
Rate.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate the call, man. 800-259-9231.
So where does one get these LED lights, besides going online and buying them? And
you pretty much have to go online and buy them.
Yeah.
I've not seen them in
Home
Depot.
I'm willing to pay for light bulbs. Here's my conundrum. An incandescent bulb is what? About somewhere between a half and a quarter of what a fluorescent bulb is. And somewhere,
price, you mean?
Somewhere mm-hmm. like a 20th of what an LED bulb is.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm in a rental. I don't know how long I'm going to be in this rental till I buy my next house or build my next house or whatever it is I'm going to do. I'm sort of on the horns of a dilemma here.
Right.
The seller's screwing around because he can. And I don't know how long I'm going to be in there. So I don't want to invest in these fluorescent bulbs, but I like the idea of buying the best
bulb.
Pull
them out when you move.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Leave with all the lights unscrewed.
Okay, what you do is you keep the existing bulbs in a drawer somewhere, and mm-hmm. you put the old bulbs back in.
I suppose that could be done.
I mean, and that's if you're that excited and you want to run out right now and go and buy these things.
But then I'd have to worry about breaking the bulbs on the move and that kind of thing. So I think that's probably best just to wait.
I don't think that's a big worry. You wrap them, they'll be safe. But nonetheless, I mean, right now they are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they've quite figured out. I don't have much experience using the LED bulbs. It looks like... I don't know. I don't think they've quite figured out how to project the light as well with the LED bulbs. I'm not sure.
Okay.
They seem to be in a relatively early stage. You would be considered an early adopter at this point, Mark, and I don't know if that's somewhere you want to be.
I'm generally an early adopter.
Are you?
In general. I just like new crap.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. What's up here? What's on your mind?
Well, we got some great news about the RIAA today.
Okay.
A judge has basically issued a lose-lose ruling for them.
What's that mean?
There's a case, Electra versus Santangelo, where basically the RIAA finally realized, hey, we don't have a case. Let's go ahead and dismiss, but let's dismiss without prejudice. So that way, if we build a case later on, we can always bring it back. And the judge finally came back today and said, no, you're either going to dismiss with prejudice or we're going to trial.
And so what happened?
Well, they're still waiting on the RIAA's response, but basically the judge has put them in a lose-lose situation because everybody knows they have no case.
Okay, so...
And
Will this create some precedent, or is it just a slap in the face for the RIAA?
This would be a precedent-setting case.
Why?
Because of the way that they went about their fact-finding and all of that, and the way that the courts have allowed them to basically circumvent the law by bringing John Doe cases and then assigning them to a name once they think they found a name. So this would be pretty much a precedent-setting case.
Well, that's fantastic. Good to know. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
So that's it? The IRAA is dead?
No, not okay. quite. But there has been another four-letter organization or thing that has been blocked recently. Yet one of the other online pornography acts has been shot down by a federal judge. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But here's another four-letter agency that's not being shut off or harmed in any way. In fact, what they're doing, since we were talking about homes earlier, this is appropriate, they're going to be flooding the marketplace in the South with trailers for sale. Hmm. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency in Little Rock, a year after, Associated Press, a year and a half after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, FEMA is auctioning off at fire sale prices thousands of trailers used by storm victims, raising fears among mobile home dealers that the government will flood the market and depress prices.
Yeah, sounds that way to me.
Mobile home dealers, and really they're getting stabbed in the back as well, the industry. Mobile home dealers are finding that some potential customers would rather wait to make a deal on a used FEMA trailer than drop $25,000 to $40,000 for a brand new trailer.
What a surprise.
Gail Cruz, the owner of Diamond State Mobile Home Sales in Hope, says people think they're just going to get to buy them for nothing. FEMA is storing 20,000 trailers at the city's airport. Some of the FEMA trailers will sell for less than half of what they cost brand new.
Well, that wouldn't be unusual for a used car, especially one that's probably not lovingly used. The people who were in the FEMA trailers, they didn't pay anything for it, so they didn't have any real reason to take care of it. They weren't going to get any money when it was sold, so they probably didn't take very good care of it.
Yeah, well, that much might be true, Mark. However, you're also looking at an extra market situation.
I would
here
say
with
that
the federal agency
I would agree with that.
Throwing our money around in the form of tax dollars, buying up all kinds of trailers, and now saying, "Yeah, we don't want any of these trailers anymore." Oh, you know, there might be another hurricane or something in the future here in the South, but yeah, let's just sell off these trailers anyway.
Well, I don't know if I don't entirely agree with that assessment, and or their assessment. Look, you know, they're just introducing used trailers to the market. And if they sell them at half price, that's about what they would go for anyway. Now, it is going to drive the price of all used trailers down, therefore make it undesirable to get a new trailer. Yes, so I...
And they're used trailers that were bought with stolen funds. But there's more to this. 800-259-9231. Please, some interesting numbers on the way. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. No hitters, mid-court shots, and quarterback blitzes all make for a doozy of a game. But did you know doozy originates not in the world of sports, but in the world of automobiles? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth.
for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
When something's a real doozy, it's spectacular, larger than life. Just like the car that coined the expression. In the 1920s, the classic Model J Duesenberg, with its long ornamental hood and speed of 125 miles an hour, was considered a standard of excellence. Its name, Duesenberg, was shortened to Doozy to describe anything top-notch. The stock market crash of 29 took the high-priced luxury car off the assembly line, but the expression has survived. Now, I hope you have a doozy of a day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn what the program's all about. Simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, because when you send in $3 a month, like over 360 of our listeners have done, then it all adds up to where we've got a nice little advertising budget for the show. So it allows us to do industry outreach and advertising to more radio stations. It allows us to get more internet listeners on board, and there's a whole list of things that we're doing with the money there at amp.freetalklive.com. The most important thing is it's working. We're getting more listeners because of the AMP program, so AMP sort of feeds on itself. As more listeners come in, they find out about AMP, they AMP, thereby more listeners come in, find out about AMP, and AMP, and it's a nice little growing process. So get on board at amp.freetalklive.com.
And that means it grows faster and faster because more people are on board.
That's the idea. So FEMA bought up a whole bunch of trailers in the southeast after Katrina and Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. And we've talked about the trailers before. There have been a variety of different debacles in regards to the trailers. There was the one time that we found out that there was one key. Each key to each trailer would open one out of every five trailers.
Yeah, the keys were very similar in opening lots of trailers, so there was all kinds of theft going on.
And there were interesting stories about the denizens of these FEMA trailer parks and how pathetic they were as far as they'd been sort of... They'd adjusted their lives according to the FEMA handouts, and they expect everything from the federal government, and it was really just a sad look into some people's lives.
Right, my town was hit by a hurricane. You're going to have to take care of me for the rest of my life.
So some critics of the now they're looking to sell these trailers that they have for whatever reason. Some critics of the Federal Emergency Management Agency said the sale is emblematic of the way FEMA botched its handling of Katrina. FEMA ordered more trailers than it needed. It let many of them sit out in the open, exposed to the elements, and now some fear is about to double-cross the trailer dealers. FEMA spokes bureaucrat Debbie Wing defended
now why is
the
that, why is that a double-cross?
Oh, well, you'll find out.
Okay.
FEMA spokes bureaucrat Debbie Wing, Wing defended the agency, saying, quote, it wanted to be prepared to house as many victims as possible when it bought the trailers. She said the agency is now trying to lower its storage costs by reducing the number it's holding in reserve for the next disaster. Isn't that nice? They're looking out for the taxpayer.
That's great.
Cut back on storage costs. Wait a minute. Don't the feds own a bunch of land? Couldn't they just put them there?
Well, they're just going to deteriorate and rot.
I see. FEMA spokes, she says, we're being cautious not to flood the market. She said, we appreciate the fact that these manufacturers sold us these units during the height of it. FEMA spent $2.7 billion of your dollars
to buy 145,000 mobile homes and trailers after Katrina and Rita hit the Gulf Coast in 2005, paying a bulk rate price of about $19,000 per trailer on average. So, Mark, they weren't paying regular price for these trailers. They were paying a much discounted rate.
Oh.
And now they want to clear them out the door at a lesser rate. FEMA.
Why did they manage to get them lower? Because it was just bulk?
Because it was an emergency. It was a bulk rate. And so the trailer dealers said to themselves, hey, we'll do something to help people out. You know, FEMA needs these trailers. We'll cut them a good price on the trailers and, you know, maybe barely make a $500 per trailer. Or I don't know what the costs are on these things.
I certainly don't either.
They probably weren't making a lot at $19,000 per trailer if their regular price is $40 to $60.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dealers figured they were helping out. The dealers figured they were doing people a favor, giving people temporary homes. And now here's FEMA saying, okay, now we're just going to sell off the inventory. We're not going to hold on to these. FEMA's got 60,000 trailers in storage nationwide. Several thousand of them were never used. The agency says it plans to sell the ones that suffered a lot of wear and tear from being used by storm victims. As for the never-used trailers, says they don't have any plans to sell those at the moment. Quote, our efforts were not perfect. However, we created an emergency sheltering program that, with all its faults, provided shelter for unparalleled numbers of displaced evacuees, she said. To dispose of the used trailers, FEMA is operating an auction through a government website. Earlier this month, the agency had 80 trailers on sale from its Hope Depot, so-called. Bids ranged from $2,105 for a 2006 Coachman of Spirit trailer with a possible water damage and a missing stove grate to $12,000 for a 2005 Thor Colorado trailer with no obvious exterior damage. Hope has the largest stockpile of FEMA trailers, and then they list some of the other places they're stored at. FEMA once hoped to be a staging ground during disasters because it's close enough to the Gulf Coast to store the trailers, but far enough inland to be out of harm's way.
It'd be hilarious if a hurricane actually hit the place where they were storing the trailers and they all got destroyed.
The city of Hope is making the most of the deal, entering a $25,000 a month contract with FEMA. The mayor says they've got to be somewhere, and we've got the land and the infrastructure out there. It's economically good for the city. A representative in Arkansas says some of the Hope trailers should be sent to wherever, and he says this is a symbol of what is wrong with FEMA and why so many people have lost confidence in their very own government. As far as I'm concerned, keep at it, FEMA. You just keep screwing things up, because, really, FEMA's been one of the most visible examples over the past 2 years of how government fails at virtually everything it tries. So, to that end, they're actually a somewhat valuable government agency in that they're easy pickings for the news media. They're easy to tear apart because they keep screwing things up and botching it up and costing taxpayers millions, if not billions, of dollars. And here they are again, turning around and stabbing the trailer dealers in the back after the trailer dealers figured they would help out a little bit and provide trailers at a lower cost. I mean, if FEMA weren't involved, if FEMA were gone, were to just disappear, you know, the FEMA bureaucrat says, well, we provided, even with all its faults, shelter for unparalleled numbers of displaced evacuees. Well, that shelter came from private companies. So there's no reason why those private companies couldn't create their own little trailer parks and open up some sort of emergency area for these people to come into and do it with their own product. That way, at least they'd have their own product to sell out afterwards.
It's true.
So it's not like this couldn't be done anyway. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. It's Tim in Illinois. You take control of the airwaves, Tim. What's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Sorry to go off topic.
No problem. There's no need to apologize. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm calling to talk about the bees from yesterday.
Yes, people saying that bees are disappearing to the point of 30 to 40% of them just suddenly disappearing.
Now, this is an Al Gorean, as in Al Gore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Global warming issue that the Green Party is behind. It's kind of a their conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy?
I believe it's mostly a conspiracy. I haven't noticed any trend with crops not coming up, natural crops coming up.
Are you a farmer?
Flowers being no, but I mean, just, you know, you go to a market and you don't see any problems. There's still lots of organic vegetables and the number one way that vegetables and fruits stay organic is from the bees, and I haven't seen any loss in that.
So farmers haven't been complaining openly, at least, about how they're having a tougher time or anything like that?
Well, I think maybe they are, but I think they're having a tougher time because of the government, not really because of a loss in bees.
Well, the government wouldn't have anything to do with their yields, it wouldn't seem like. I mean, that would be a bee issue.
Well, it may have something to do with the environment. That may be true, but I'm not so sure that the bees are the issue. I think that this is just another, well, maybe not just another, but this is the major Green Party conspiracy to get everyone scared.
I see where you're coming from. It would be difficult. If there were a conspiracy involved and somehow they managed to get the article in the New York Times there are people that would say the New York Times is darn close to being a bunch of greenies themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, once you can get your conspiracy to that level, I don't know whether there's a lack of bees or not. I would have to trust the New York Times as to what they're saying. Yes, half of bee populations are just disappearing. I don't know. I have to agree. I have to believe what they say because, hell, I don't know any different. I don't know anything about bees.
But now, what is it that they're suggesting? If they're suggesting that half of the population is just disappearing, what are they suggesting the cause is? Nobody knows, right?
Right.
Has anyone speculated?
I've heard it speculation with global warming and that the world isn't taking care of what it has.
That doesn't make sense. I mean, if global warming is causing the bees to disappear, they're not just going to disappear. Wouldn't they go somewhere? Wouldn't they migrate to where it's a little bit colder if that's what they're bugged about?
Well, maybe they're linking it to them dying off because things are a lot different now than they were the year before.
Yeah, it's certainly, I agree with you. It certainly seems like a lot of scare tactics, and I'm with you, Tim. Let's let the market handle this, because it's certainly not something the government can solve. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't think farming's going to be stopping anytime soon.
It doesn't seem like it.
They'll figure this out. Or we'll all starve. More's on the way. Hour number two coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.